Morning. Tom Beal here at the halfway point of the morning walk. Beautiful morning. Brisk. Way chillier than it normally is, but it feels very nice to wake up, walk, have a little more brisk air to breathe in, and a skip in the step per se, so it feels good. And I want to talk about fear or faith. So here we are on this journey we call life, which goes very quickly if you haven't noticed. And one thing I found in my studies and in my application of living life is I can choose to make decisions from a grounded position or make decisions out of fear, out of anger, out of an unsolidified ground, right? And what I found is when I'm more grounded, when I actually am just calm, cool, collected, it's much easier to make choices from that grounded place, not out of fear, but out of just, okay, here's the information. What is my choice? What am I going to choose to do? From a grounded position, the decisions are much more in alignment with who I am and what I'm capable of. So I try and basically do give myself time. And I learned many years ago from some close friends that there's 48-hour rule, a 72-hour rule. So when information comes in and you feel shaken, you feel you're emotional, or you feel you're in that fear or in that anger element, give yourself 48 hours, give yourself 72 hours to revisit it. And now what you'll find is 2 to 3 days later, it's not that emotional anymore. It's not that intense as what it once was. And now that you're more grounded, you can make a decision in a more of a faith type of grounded scenario versus an emotional, unstable situation out of fear, out of anger, out of all these other emotions that aren't necessarily that solid foundation. And then you can now lead yourself as the captain of your ship, the captain of your soul, towards the destinations that you have pre-chosen. Here we are. It's kind of like the Uber of life, each chapter of our life. Here we are, and here's where we want to go. If we're not clear of where we are, or not clear of where we want to go, we're kind of like in an Uber just wandering around. In the book Napoleon Hill didn't release for decades, just released in 2011, because two generations after he passed didn't want to release the book. The book is titled, something about the devil. Outwitting the devil, that's it, outwitting the devil. People are either being pushed around or are clear on where they want to go. Watching people surf out there. It's pretty cool. I didn't even see them out there until just now. And basically, you're either in control of clarity of where you're going, which he calls the non-drifter, or a drifter, which life kind of blows you around. And very few people, like Napoleon Hill says, roughly 2 out of 100 are the non-drifters. And 98 out of 100 are the drifters, where life is just pushing them around. You know, wherever the waves push them, that's where they're going. Whereas the non-drifter has a rudder and wants to go to that clear destination. And when you have that clarity, it gives you more of a purpose. It gives you more of a grounded situation to where you can make choices that lead you one step at a time toward that non-drifter destination versus a drifter. Wherever life pushes you, that's where you go. When you become that non-drifter, you can, in essence, carve your way through the waves, carve your way through with a direction in mind that you've predetermined and pre-chosen to get there one step, one day at a time. And going back to the faith or fear, it's when you're not worried about the fear aspect, you just recognize and discern the new information. Here's where I am. Here's where I want to go. What's mine to do? What must I think, say, and do to get me one step closer to that destination I've predetermined? And then as you're taking each of those steps one day at a time, you can also change that trajectory and modify it accordingly as necessary. So consider that. Consider making choices from a grounded position versus out of fear, out of anger, things like that. Consider being a non-drifter who has clarity of here's where I am, here's where I want to go, and I will adjust the oar to the ship to ensure that I don't let the waves push me off course. I can direct with this device of being a non-drifter with clarity to getting with the waves, with the winds, to where I want to go, controlling where this boat is going. And it's just a fun thing. So anyhow, that's just my brief words of wisdom this morning. I got kind of distracted with the surfing going on because I don't normally see a lot of surfing. They're actually riding a good wave right there. These aren't the biggest waves, right? You know, down in Costa Rica, the waves are much higher. Here, they're kind of low, but I just was taken aback by seeing so many people enjoying the waves out there. Pretty cool. So they, in essence, are the non-drifters of choosing, like, look, I'm going to ride some waves in, pick the right wave, ride it in, paddle back out, ride some other ones. So ride your wave, be that non-drifter, be that person who lives out of faith, doesn't make choices out of fear, doesn't make choices out of anger. Live that grounded trajectory of here's where I am, here's where I want to go. Watch how white life will put the right circumstances in place to guide you there and get you there. All right, make today great. I'll talk with you soon. Bye for now.